You go! No, that way!
The video footage shows Border Patrol agents on horseback using aggressive tactics, appearing to whip black men as they cross the Rio Grande River attempting to enter the U.S. to a large migrant camp set up in Del Rio, Texas.
No.
In one video, you can hear a border agent verbally insult one of the men.
Hey, you use your women? This is why your country... Women for them.
We've all seen these horrible images coming from our southern border. Images of Haitian migrants being hit with whips and other forms of physical violence is completely unacceptable.
Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is calling for action, a reversal of the Trump-era policy, Title 42, a public health order during the COVID-19 pandemic that allows the expedited expulsion of immigrants and asylum seekers at the border. A federal judge has shot it down, but the Biden administration is appealing the decision.
The images turn your stomach. It must be stopped, this kind of violence. Right now, I'm told there are 4 flights scheduled to deport these asylum seekers back to a country that cannot receive them. Such a decision defies common sense. It also defies common decency and what America is all about. So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions and to end this Title 42 policy at our southern border, that we cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws.
NAACP President Derek Johnson called the incident utterly sickening and is demanding a meeting with the president. In a statement, he called the situation a humanitarian crisis that disgustingly mirrors some of the darkest moments in America's history, he said. Even Vice President Kamala Harris condemned the incident.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. Human beings should never be treated that way, and I'm deeply troubled about it.
We are disturbed by the images we've seen.
The United Nations is also weighing in, reminding the U.S. that immigrants have the right to seek asylum and their dignity be upheld during that process. Martha Hurtado is a spokesperson for the U.N. Office for the High Commissioner of Human Rights.
We are seriously concerned by the fact that it appears that there has not been any individual assessment on the case, and that therefore maybe some of these people have not received the protection that they needed. What we always repeat is no matter who you are, regardless of your migration status, everyone has the same rights and have the right to have the same protection. And we will call for these images not to be repeated.
Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is calling for an investigation into the incident. Speaking before a Senate committee, he said the video footage horrified him.
I was horrified to see the images, and we look forward to learning the facts that are adduced from the investigation, and we will take actions that those facts compel. We do not tolerate any mistreatment or abuse of a migrant, period.
But at the same time, Mayorkas defended the border agents. Although the Biden administration has set itself up as an alternative to a xenophobic Trump administration, immigration is a complex issue, one no administration has been able to fix in decades. And that's a rallying cry for Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who, like other Republicans, say the president isn't doing enough to deal with what they and others are calling a crisis at the border. Abbott spoke at the border.
The Biden administration has been promoting and allowing open border policies. It has been the state of Texas that had to step up and address this challenge. We are arresting and jailing anybody who comes across the border illegally and trespasses on private property or on public land.
26 Republican governors are calling on the president to change his border policies. Democrats, too, are calling for a change, but a different one. Meanwhile, more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from the encampment in Del Rio, and Mayorkas predicts a dramatic change in the number of migrants there within the next 2 to 4 days as the administration continues the removal process, indicating many more could be expelled. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.